Journey Inside My Mind 30, Jazzmania Part 3.
Hi, Dan. Rich Palmer from the Miami Valley Music Cast. Just wanted to wish you and all your Journey Inside My Mind listeners a very happy new year. Stop by and see us at MiamiValleyMusicCast.com.
Happy New Year!
Okay, man, start it up.
Let's get it started in here.
Journey Inside My Mind.
Journey Inside My Mind.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
I love getting up in the morning. I clap my hands and say, this is going to be a great day.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
Journey Inside My Mind.
I see you shiver with anticipation.
Journey Inside My Mind.
Patient.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to show them a world. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
Journey Inside My Mind.
What happens when a man goes through his own portal?
We'll see.
Get ready. Here's Dan Johnson.
Well, Happy New Year. Welcome, and out of all the podcasts available, thank you so much for listening to this one. I am your host, Dan Johnson. Thank you for being a part of the Journey Inside My Mind. I'd also like to say thanks to Rich Palmer for the New Year's wishes that he offered up at the beginning. He's a good friend of the show, and in addition to the Miami Valley Music Cast and the Home Safe 411 podcast, he's got some safety songs on the PodSafe Music Network that you should check out. I have them myself in the queue to be played on an upcoming show with my daughter Keisha. Journey Inside My Mind is a weekly music podcast where I share some of the best PodSafe music from the variety of genres. Each episode is topically based and combines some PodSafe music with a little bit about me and my family. Now, for those that are not familiar that much with podcasting, I'm going to try to provide what I hope is a simple analogy. You can compare podcast episodes to magazines. You know, those cards that you send in to sign up to get a magazine subscription, you know, and then you receive the magazines on a regular basis. Well, the same is true, basically, with podcasting. What you do is you use one of the free podcatching software tools like Juice or iTunes. There's a number of them available. And then you paste what's called the feed URL into it to create a subscription to the particular podcast that you're trying to subscribe to. And then at regular intervals, your software, your podcatching software, is going to check for new episodes and then download them automatically to your computer or to your MP3 player. And you don't really need an iPod to listen to podcasts. You can listen to them directly from your computer. A lot of listeners do. So the website for this podcast is jimmpodcast.blogspot.com. The feed URL, in case you are interested in subscribing, is feeds.feedburner.com/JIMM podcast. The email address, in case you want to submit any song requests, any feedback, any comments or suggestions, if you want to send that via email, you can do that at danimal0416@gmail.com. And would you believe it or not, I have a 24-hour listener hotline set up, and that telephone number, it is long distance, but go ahead and use up your cell phone minutes for this one. It's 206-666-JIMM or 206-666-5466. Now, also at the website, you'll find the link to the free Poo Poo Player, which I set up prior to the last episode. And what that does, that lets you listen to episodes of this podcast streamed directly onto your computer without having to download them. So after I said all that, how the heck are you? I mean, can you believe that it's 2006 already? I mean, I know every new year it comes with a lot of promises and a lot of things that people are looking forward to. It seems like it's gone by a lot of pretty fast, and I don't know, maybe it's just me. As I get older, the time just flies by even further. I mean, even faster. And I tell you what, I am feeling it. I mean, I don't know if you heard from the last episode that I had, right as I was recording it, I was coming down with another cold. And I'm still battling it. I don't know if it shows up in my voice as I'm talking here now, but maybe it does. And then I found out today that the pain that I've been feeling in my lower back and down my left leg, it might be from a pinched nerve that I'm going to need to get that checked out. You know, some people say that if I were a horse, they'd probably have to take me out to the back and shoot me. So I'm glad I'm not a horse, and I'm grateful grateful for that. So I guess it's for that reason that I chose to do another episode of some cool jazz music, what I'd like to call Jazzmania Episode 3. Now, Episode 13 and 21, those episodes, those are the two other prior episodes of Jazzmania. And what I really mean by Jazzmania, it's basically a way to share my love for jazz music. It's a term that I came up with when I was back in high school, and just to share my love for jazz music. Now, if you're a new listener to the show, welcome. I think you're in for a great treat. And if you're a regular listener, you know that I've played somewhat of a mix of different genres of PodSafe music by independent artists that are found on the PodSafe Music Network over at music.podshow.com. So I think we'll have a good time with this one. And I'm going to try to keep it, I'm going to try very hard to keep the time down since the previous two shows went a little long. Okay, so tonight we're going to hear a, here's what we're going to do. We're going to hear a wistful song from Kelly Goodlad, some smooth jazz from a California band named Simpatico, and a nice love ballad from Robin Stein. I'll also mix in a couple of promos, too. But first, we have this.
Hi, folks. This is Dan Johnson here with The Journey Inside My Mind, and I have a special message. Is there pride in your home?
That's not spiritual.
I'm not talking about...
Hey, don't be prideful.
No, I'm not talking about that kind of pride. The pride that is against what God believes, being prideful. I'm talking about a different pride. I'm talking about Raymond pride. That's right. Up. Oh, I looked in your cupboard. If you looked in your cupboard, would we find pride in there? That's right. I see Raymond pride. Raymond pride, the only pride to have inside.
These noodles are so good.
That's right. Now you too can be prideful, and it won't be a sin. This message comes to you from Jazzmania Productions, a part of Journey Inside My Mind with Dan Jeff.
All right, up next we have a young woman out of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Her name's Kelly Goodlad. You can find her music over at cdbaby.com. If you like what you hear from any of, from her, from any of these artists, please consider buying their music, or at least send them off an email letting them know that you heard their music played on the Journey Inside My Mind podcast. These artists just love hearing, getting any kind of feedback, just as anybody really would. I know I love it myself. But yeah, this is Kelly Goodlad. And out of Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and by popular demand, and of course appropriately for the new year, here's January on your JIMM.
This love is a train wreck, but I'm fit to ride. I told you I'd jump off. I've nothing to hide. So glad to say I lie.
Le Jazz Affair, a podcast with a tech flair. Le Jazz Affair brings together two of my most favorite things, jazz music and technology. The Le Jazz Affair podcast is produced twice weekly. This podcast features pod-safe jazz music found on the internet from sites like the Podsafe Music Network and GarageBand. The Le Jazz Affair podcast also talks about technology in a variety of ways. Le Jazz Affair, a podcast with a tech flair. Le Jazz Affair can be found at www.lejazzaffair.com. Won't you join us?
Very interesting mix between jazz music and technical information, Le Jazz Affair. I might have to check that out. Honestly, I have never checked it out much before. I just saw the title of the podcast and heard it, and I thought, hey, that would sound like a good fit for this podcast. And before that promo, we heard from Simpatico, their song, let me see if I can pronounce it right, Oaxaca. And that's actually spelled O-A-X-A-C-A. And from my research, I found out that that's not only the name of a city in Mexico, but also a state. And so, Oaxaca. And Simpatico, according, I looked over at the Podsafe Music Network, it's a combination of the 20-year musical friendship between Cristina and Victor Cajayo. And I'm sorry, Victor, if I butchered your last name. Call me. Let me know, or email me, just let me know how to pronounce your name, I'm sorry. But according to their bio, the name Simpatico was chosen because of a sense of comfort that the music instantly creates when you listen. Among their influences, they list Steely Dan, Michael Brecker, David Sanborn, and the Yellow Jackets. Now, me personally, I heard Spyro Gyra in there too, but they didn't specify that, but that's my opinion. And also, you might recognize the saxophone playing from... remember that Podsafe for Peace song that came out recently? If Every Day Were Christmas, Victor played his saxophone on that song, too. Well, up next, we have Robin Stein and her song Sweet Blossom. Take a quick listen. Well, it can be a long listen if you want to. I don't know.
Are you looking for great music from a thriving jazz community? Tune in to Seattle Jazz Scene on Red Raspus Radio, bringing you the best jazz in all its shapes, sizes, and styles from the greater Seattle area. From mainstream to Latin jazz, big bands, from jazz beginnings to its progressive evolution, Seattle Jazz Scene is a weekly program devoted to one of the Northwest's musical treasures. For more information, please visit redraspus.libsyn.com for feed links and downloads.
Seattle Jazz Scene on Red Raspus Radio.
Yeah, that was Dave Marriott from the Marriott Jazz Quintet. He does that podcast. And you might remember the Marriott Jazz Quintet from a song I played all the way back on episode 13 called On the First Day. Very nice song. And again, I haven't checked out that podcast myself, but again, I thought it fit well with this podcast. And then, of course, before that, we heard from Robin Stein, whose music, it's been said that when you listen to her music, maybe you felt this way, that you were sitting in a smoke-filled room, you know, on Tin Pan Alley, and man, gosh, what great pipes she's got. Well, let's see, we heard from Robin Stein, we played Oaxaca from Simpatico, and then we played January. I guess that's going to wrap it up for this episode of Journey Inside My Mind. Remember that you can always submit any song requests, any comments or suggestions at the website, jimmpodcast.blogspot.com. You can send me an email at danimal0416@gmail.com. And you can call the 24-hour listener hotline at 206-666-JIMM. And with the growing dearth of PodSafe music and PodSafe artists, I've got a couple of ideas for some upcoming shows. But I'm always interested in your requests. And if you've heard anything that you like, please let the artist know, buy their music if you're so inclined, or even just send them an email letting them know that you heard their music on this podcast. I think next week we're going to do an episode of blues music. I've got the tracks already lined up. So this is Dan Johnson saying stay subscribed, keep listening, and make it a great day.
Roll with the punches. Tomorrow's another day.